First, I will provide $800 in CDC vouchers to every Singaporean household. The first $500 will be disbursed in May this year, and the remaining $300 will be disbursed in January next year. As with previous CDC vouchers, the half can be used at participating supermarkets, and the other half can be used at participating heartland merchants and hawkers. Second, I will provide additional USAFE rebates to help households cope with their utilities expenses. Eligible HDB households will receive up to $760 this financial year. This is double the amount of regular USAFE rebates. It will cover about 6 months of utilities expenses for those living in one- and two-room flats, and 3 months of utilities expenses for those living in three- and four-room flats. Third, I will provide more support to families with children. They will receive $500 in Life SG credits for each Singaporean child aged 12 and below this year. These credits are the same as the Life SG credits we gave to national servicemen last year, and parents can use them to defray their household expenses. Every Singaporean aged 13 to 20 this year will also receive a $500 top-up to their EduSave account or their post-secondary education account. They can use this top-up to pay for their approved education-related expenses. More support will be extended to individuals and families who face greater financial stress. We will increase the rates for the Comcare assistance schemes to better support lower-income households with basic living expenses. For example, a one-person household on long-term assistance will receive an additional $120 each month, bringing the monthly cash assistance to $760. Those supported by short to medium-term assistance will also receive more than before based on the household's composition, needs, and income. In tandem, we will increase the Singapore allowance, which is an ex gratia payment that some of our pensioners receive. It will increase from $350 to $390 each month to support those with smaller pensions. And the monthly pension ceiling will also increase to $1,320.